being, isn't it? God is all knowing. Why he need to test our faith so that he know what is in our heart. The Bible clearly stated that in the book of Proverbs, death and destruction lie open before the Lord. In other words, what you cannot see, death and destruction, but God can see everything. How much more the heart of man? In other words, if God can see things that we cannot see, and how much more he knows our heart. As it is recorded in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 11. Death and destruction lie open before the Lord. How much more the hearts of men? If we know our heart, why he need to test our heart? Okay, I want you to understand this. And second thing, in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 3, crucible for silver, the furnace for gold, for the Lord has the heart. So if the Lord has the heart, if the Lord knows our heart, why he need to test our heart? I want you to have these Bible verses lying within your heart before you can understand the rest of the sermon. The reason why he tests your heart is not that he didn't know your heart. You don't know your heart. Do you understand? He tests your heart so that you know you failed. Or so that you know you are successful. Okay? When the teacher tests you, it's for your own good. Okay? If he asks you to write an exam, it's for you to know how much you know the material. Alright? And also, I want you to write down all these Bible verses I just quoted to you. First of all, I want you to write that down. Proverbs, chapter 15, verse 11. Death and destruction lie open before the Lord. How much more the heart of man? So he knows the heart of man already, 15, 11. And then turn to 17, 3. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold. But the Lord tests the heart. Thirdly, I want you to write that down. Crucible for silver, the furnace for gold. But a man is tested by the praise he received. Abraham received a lot of praise from God. And then he need to test his heart. Not so much for God to know. He knows already before he tests it. But for us to know. For Abraham to know. So that we follow his footstep. What did I just say? Proverbs 15, 11, 17, 3, 27, 21. God knows everything. God sees everything. He didn't need to test your heart before he knows your heart. He knows everything about your heart already. But just that you don't know what is in your heart. Okay? So that's why he needs you to realize, he needs your life to be changed. That's the reason why he tests your heart. I want you to turn to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10. I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind, to reward a man according to his conduct, according to what his deed deserves. 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? Jeremiah 17:9-10. That's the reason why he has our heart. Because he wants you to know what is in your heart. If your heart is not right, your heart needed to be changed. Okay? And also the Bible also says in Psalm 132, when we sit, when we rise, when we walk, when we sleep, He knows everything. He knows what is in your heart, okay? And yet, King David asked the Lord, search my heart and test my heart, and lead me in a righteous way. Will you please turn to it? So God tests our heart so that we know our heart, so that the people around you knows your heart. Because the Lord tests the heart of Abraham, now it's written in the Bible, so that we know how can we get blessed. Not 132, 139. 139 verse 23, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there are any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. When God gave him so much promises, gave him so much praises, that's why the Lord need to test his heart. I want you to circle the word right beside Proverbs chapter 27 verse 21. The crucible for silver, the furnace for gold, but a man is tested by the praise he received. That man, I want you to circle the word man. You write Abraham. Abraham was tested. Because he received a lot of praise. He received a lot of promises. Because the Lord want to bless him, want the rest of the people know how Abraham get blessing. If you want to get the same kind of blessing, you will go through the same kind of testing. Okay, let's take a look at 139. Okay, let's take a look at the what kind of praise that and promises that Abraham received. Number one, righteousness. Abraham received righteousness from God. In Genesis 15:6. Number two, Abraham received inheritance. From God. 15:7. Third, Abraham received promises of kingship in Genesis chapter 17. Let's take a look at that. Turn to Genesis chapter 17. Verse 3. Abraham fell face down, and God said to Abraham, as for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. This is such a good blessing. No longer will you call Abraham. Your name will be Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. This is a blessing. Number two, I will make you very fruitful. I will make nation of you. Circle the word kings. Kings will come from you. Kings will come from you. The Lord not only blessed Abraham, the Lord also blessed his wife. So you write down 17 verse 3 to 6. 17:3-6, 15-16, I want you to write that down one thing. These are promises that God gave to Abraham before Abraham was circumcised. All these three promises are given before circumcision. No string attached. These are the promises God given to Abraham before he was circumcised. So circumcision has nothing to do with getting righteousness from God, inheritance from God, and kingship from God. If you want to receive the same kind of blessing, we all have to follow the very first step of the Abraham that has faith in God's promises. I want you to write that down. Go back to Romans chapter 5, verse 18. I read that to you. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, so became the father of many nations, just as it has been said to him. I also want to change a little bit and read it in this way, whether you can understand. Against all hope, we in hope believe. We in hope believe. Okay? And then verse 19, without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God has the power to do what he has promised. Now I want to change that. Against all hope, we believe that what God promises to Abraham will also apply to you and apply to me. A righteousness from God, if we have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, and I believe that I will receive righteousness from God. Although I am now houseless, against all hope, in hope I believe. At that time, Abraham doesn't own a piece of property, nor any house. But Abraham believed that God is powerful and he is able to deliver his promise. And later on we know that Abraham will receive God's inheritance. I'm not doing a job as a king, nor do I work for government, but against all hope, and I believe, if I have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, and I am the descendant of Abraham, I am also a descendant of Sarah, and God promised to Abraham and Sarah, you are the father and mother of all nations. Your children will become king. Right beside kingship, you write down Psalm 132. If that promises is true, it will, later on, it will mention it again. Turn to 16. Because the Lord has promised to Abraham first. Not very many people believe in it. But David believed in it. And David believed in it, David got it. Not only David got it, David's descendant got it. One of your own descendants, you write that down, Jesus Christ. He got it. I will place Jesus Christ on your throne forever and ever. Verse 12, if your son, that plural, that talk about you and me, your son blackhead, that means Abraham descendant, but follow the very footstep of Abraham, have faith in God's word. God say, if your son keep my covenant and the statute I teach them, then their son will sit on your throne forever and ever. And I know that sit on your throne forever and ever, right beside verse 12. You write down Revelation chapter 20 verse 6, Revelation chapter 25 verse, Revelation chapter 22 verse 1. Also Revelation chapter 5, 9, 10. Revelation chapter 5 verse 9 and 10, this promise is given to those who serve God. He have to go through the 7-year tribulation. But Revelation chapter 20 verse 6 are the one who go through 7-year tribulation and yet still believe in God, go through the suffering and still believe in God. And Revelation chapter 22 verse 5 is given to those who be able to attend, who will be able to enter the new Jerusalem, new heaven and new earth. All these three promises are in conformity with Psalm 132 verse 12, are in conformity with Genesis 17:3-6, Genesis chapter 17:15-16. Brothers and sisters, when we read Bible, if you do not have faith, you won't get anything. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, for it is impossible to please God if you do not have faith. Where does faith come from? Faith comes from hearing the message. The message comes from the word of Christ. These are the word of Christ. When God promised Abraham first, and then God promised David, and now God promised to you and I in Revelation. The book of Revelation is not only written to Jewish people. The book of Revelation is written to all nations. Will you please turn to Revelation chapter 5 verse 9 and 10. And they sang a new song. Why is it a new song? Because we don't even know that. But when we know that, we are so happy, then we sing the song. And that song become a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open the seal, because you were slain. And with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe, language, and people and nation. Every tribe and language and people and nation, you write that down. That's why Abraham is called the father of all nations. That's why Sarah is called the mother of nations. That is in conformity with Genesis chapter 17. It is amazing. We are Chinese. We still can become Abraham descendant, Sarah descendant. Whatever God promised to our forefather, Abraham and Sarah. If we have faith, if we walk in it and believe in it, do something about that, we will be the inheritance of God's righteousness air of this world, and we will be able to sit on the throne that God has given to us. Revelation chapter 5 verse 10, you have made them, the one you call, you make them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God. If we have faith in Jesus, we better start serving God. When you start serving God by faith, we will reign on earth, not only for 1,000 years, also forever and ever, as it is recorded in Revelation chapter 22 verse 5. They will reign forever and ever in the new heaven and new earth. Brothers and sisters, all these promises that I can say, just like what Paul said, against all hope, in hope I believe that I get it. We don't even have a prime minister in this room, right? We don't right now, right? But if you believe in God's word, just like Abraham believed that God is a powerful God, and he can do according to what he has promised you. But you have to go through the testing. Do you believe in that? If you don't, you don't get it, because you don't pursue. You believe in it. You do something about that. Okay? You do something about that. Don't just keep on doing what you like to do. When you go to the church, understand what God has promised you. Do you remember that Abraham's name was changed? From an old name to a new name? When he realized how much blessing he received, for sure he's going to sing a new song. James chapter 5 verse 13, if any of you are happy, he should sing praise to God. Because God is so good to all his servants. Anyone who serves him, I want you to remember Revelation chapter 5 verse 9. These promises are given to all those people. They believe that they are the descendant of Abraham. They believe that they are the descendant of David. Because these promises is not only given to the Jewish people, from all tribe, all language, all people, all nation, that apply to you. The condition is, you have to believe in it, and start serving God. Turn to Revelation chapter 5, verse 9 to 10 again. Revelation chapter 5, and they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seal, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased man for God. We were purchased for God. Who purchased us? Jesus Christ purchased us with his blood, so that we don't belong to ourselves anymore. Where are these people come from? From every tribe and language and people and nation. Because God said that your descendant will be as numerous as the star. And that's why your name has to be changed to be called the Father of all nations. And you have made them, Jesus Christ has made them to be a kingdom so that they can enter the new heaven and new earth. They can also enter the millennium kingdom. And when you enter into the millennium kingdom, you will be priests to serve our God. I want you to circle the word priest. make sure you are not the kind of priest as it is recorded in Malachi chapter 2 and chapter 1. These are the priests. They despise God and God despises them. You better be the priest who knows God's word and serve God. Write that down. I don't want to be the priest as it is recorded in Malachi chapter 1 and chapter 2. I want to be a priest like Romans 15:16, a priest to preach the gospel. I want to be a priest like Peter saying, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5 and 9. I want to be a royal priesthood. Not only be a priest, I want to be king. If you want to be king together with being a priest, you better start serving God, proclaim the gospel. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen people. I want you to write that down. A chosen people from where? From all tribes, language, people, and nation. You write down Revelation 5:9. You are a chosen people from the whole world to be Abraham's descendant. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. A people belongs to God, and that you may declare the praises of Him. That's why we praise Him. Why should we praise Him? If you don't know how much He gave it to you, if you don't know, you won't praise Him. That's why when Jesus gave the parable, say, I give you a talent, the one who bearing his talent with refuse to serve God, he said that you are a hard master. The place that you don't sow, you want to harvest. But if you know how much God gave it to you before the law, and He will be able to deliver His promise if you follow Him, you're going to praise Him. And not only that, one thing that Paul mentioned to me, that I like it. You know what? When you receive God's righteousness, that righteousness from God by faith, if you receive it by faith, there's a guarantee you're going to get His inheritance. That means you're going to guarantee you're going to become a kingship. Say, Pastor John, how did you see that? Oh, I see that. Turn to Romans chapter 4. Verse 13, I read that to you. It was not through law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be heir of the world, but through the righteousness that come by faith. Verse 16, therefore the promise come by faith, so that it may be by grace, may be guaranteed to all. Guaranteed to all what? Guaranteed to all Abraham offspring. Write that down. Abraham offspring. You write that he's the father of all nations. Sarah is the mother of nations. And we will call for all language, all tribes, all people, all nations. That's you and me. And I see that. Very, very clear. And on top of that, verse 16, I read that again. The promise of the inheritance. The promise of the righteousness, all these come by faith. Now I add one more. The promise to be kingship. All these things is before the circumcision. Genesis chapter 17 is that at the end, then Abraham was circumcised. Ishmael, at the age of 13, was circumcised. At the end of Genesis chapter 17, all these three promises was given. The first promise was given by faith, the rest of it, guaranteed you're going to get inheritance, guaranteed you're going to get kingship. And how come the other people don't get it? Because they may believe in it. You don't believe in it, you don't get it, man. Romans chapter 1 verse 16, what did the Bible say? The gospel can only save those who believe. The promises can only be given to those who believe. For without faith it is impossible to please God. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, it is impossible to please God without faith. But where does faith come from? Faith comes from the hearing of the message. Message comes from the word of Christ. You have to know this is the word of Christ to you. But you don't believe, no, I don't believe that's to me. You don't believe it, that's to you. Then you get nothing. Then you're wasting time to go to church. Does it make sense? Nowadays, a lot of people, they keep thinking, you know, I got to enjoy my life now, do this and do that. These are the people, very likely they don't get it. Unless we turn around, say, God, forgive me. For the Bible clearly stated that in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and believe that He will reward those who earnestly seek Him. Right beside, reward those who earnestly seek Him. That reward is the righteousness is a reward. Inheritance is a reward. Kingship is a reward. I promise. And on top of that, I want you to write it down. Guarantee. You guarantee you get it. In other words, if you don't get righteousness from God, you get nothing. You get righteousness from God, you get everything. All you have to do is follow Him. Follow Him. Alright? Now take a look at how Abraham followed Him. Okay? See whether you can follow the very first step of Abraham. Do you remember God promised to Abraham and give him the righteousness? Credited him with righteousness in Genesis chapter 15 verse 6. Abraham got righteousness from God. 15:7, you get inheritance from God. Now, I want to talk about Genesis chapter 16. Genesis chapter 15:7. And then 18 to 21. God not only promised Abraham to be able to inherit the land, inherit the world, God also promised his descendant will be able to inherit. To inherit. The world. Okay? Let me read that. 15:18, Genesis. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham and said, to your descendants, I will give this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates. Wow, that is huge. That is Egypt in here. That's the promised land in here. That's the Euphrates river is here. All these pieces of power belong to Abraham's descendant. And then in Isaiah, chapter 19, and I see that. Because Egypt become God's people. Syria And the people of Israel become God's inheritance. All these three nations, Egypt, and people of Israel, and also the Assyrian, these three nations become one nation. They all believe in Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ will reign in here, in the last time.
Wow! The more we read the Bible, the more it's clear. We realize what God promised to Abraham is true. It's a progressive revelation. The more we read the Bible, the more we understand how much God gave it to Abraham and how much God gave it to his descendants. But in verse 16, Abraham misunderstood him. Same as in Genesis chapter 15, Abraham misunderstood God. I want you to write that down. We are in the same boat. So when you read the Bible, you don't criticize Abraham, because you're doing the same thing. I read that to you. After the battle, was chapter 15, verse 1. After this, after the battle, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield, and your very great reward. Circle the word, great reward, okay? Of course, all these three rewards is a great reward, okay? And just like Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, great reward will be given to those who have faith in Jesus. But Abraham said, O sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless, and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abraham said, you have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him, and this man will not be your heir, because he talked to God. Then God answered him, this man, Eliezer of Damascus, will not be your heir, but a son coming from your own body will be your heir. And he took him outside and said, look up at the heavens and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. At that time, he is around 85 years old. He has followed God for 10 years. Material blessing, as far as wealth and riches is concerned, Abraham received that. But as far as children is concerned, he has none. He thought, I get all this blessing, it's useless, because my servant is going to inherit my estate. But God said to him, this man, Eliezer, will not inherit your land. Then he understood. But in verse 16, in chapter 16, he misunderstood again. Your servant will not inherit your estate. From your own body will inherit your estate. Then he tell his wife. His wife said, well, I was powerless. So called the true Hagar. The true Hagar is still through Abraham's body. Listen to me very, very carefully. Chapter 16, in the book of Romans, Paul didn't talk anything about chapter 16. Chapter 16, only in Galatians, Paul talk about that. In Galatians, we know that Hagar and Ishmael are not the inheritance of Abraham's estate too. Right? We know that. From time to time when we hear God's word, just like Abraham, from your own body, then we thought, wow, it's from my own body. I take the advice from my wife. My wife Sarah said, take Hagar to be your wife.
sleep with her, and then maybe she can give us a child. That maybe the word of God will be fulfilled. Abraham become the father of many nations, right? Time and time again, when we hear God's word, we thought we understood God's word, and then we use our own flesh to do it. Okay? You and I know that. There's a quarrel in the house. Okay? And later on, Hagar and Ishmael did not inherit the inheritance from Abraham either. Now go to 17. What did the Bible say to Abraham? Verse 1. When Abraham was 99 years old, in other words, from 15 to 16 is 1 year later. From 16 to 17 is 12 years later. That means God did not talk to Abraham for 12 years. When you listen to your wife without consulting to God, you think you know God's word, and God did not talk to you. He let you suffer pain, then you realize you do not use your own flesh to have God's fulfillment, to have God's promises being fulfilled. You have to rely upon God's word, have faith in God, don't use your own flesh. Whoever are controlled by the flesh will be dead. Whoever controlled by the Holy Spirit, by God's word, will have life and peace. Within the past 13 years, Abraham did not have peace. There's quarrel in the family. Okay? At the age of 99, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, I am God Almighty. I want to circle the word God Almighty. You write that, Genesis chapter 16. Because if God is Almighty, He didn't need you to use your own way to have God's promises being fulfilled. Okay? I want you to write that down. Galatians chapter 3. Let's hear what Paul said. Chapter 3, verse 1. You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by observing the law or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning with the Spirit, are you now trying to attain the goal by human effort? Abraham and Sarah tried to achieve God's goal to be the father of all nations, mother of all nations, by human effort, by their own idea, by giving Hagar to be the Abraham's wife, so that through Hagar, a child may come. I read that again in verse 3, chapter 3, verse 3, Galatians. Are you so foolish? Abraham and Sarah were foolish at that time. After beginning with the Spirit, are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort, by your flesh? Have you suffered so much for 13 years for nothing? If it really was for nothing, does God give you His Spirit and work miracles among you because you observe the law or because you believe what you heard? That's why God say, you are weak and I am almighty. You don't know my will. Now let me reveal my will to you. I want to say that one more time, brother and sister. If Abraham do not understand God's word, he say through your body, he say through my body, that means through Hagar, it's also through my body, right? That's not what he meant. He say through my body, you have to ask thing that is not clear, then you have to ask. That's for sure. Through my body, also you can through Hagar, also through Sarah. Right? But in Genesis chapter 17, God revealed His will, not through Hagar, but through Sarah. So that's why God said, I am God Almighty, walk before me, and was blameless. But in chapter 16, he wasn't blameless. Hear what his wife saying to Abraham. Verse 5. Then Sarah said to Abraham, you are responsible for the wrong I am suffering. Because you told me that through your body, you know? And he didn't even go and seek advice from the Lord, and thinking that, wow, this idea from the woman is good. I put my servant in your arm, and now she knows she is pregnant, and she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me. He wasn't blameless. His wife blamed him. And then in verse 2, 17, I will confirm my covenant between me and you, and I will greatly increase your number. Confirm your covenant. You write that down? Confirm 15:6 and 15:7. But on top of that now, he had Genesis chapter 17. Verse 1. What did I just say? 3 to 6, right? And what happened? Is it 15:16? The more we talk to God, the more we understand His will. We thought we understood Him, but we don't understand Him. We attained the goal by human effort numerous times, and that's why we get pain and suffering. And the Lord allowed him to go through this so that it's written in the Bible, so that we learn the lesson. Don't go through that anymore. Abraham's faith was tested. Why? Because he received so much praise and promises from God. The crucible for silver, the furnace for gold, a man is tested by the praise he received. A man is tested by all these promises that he received. God can test you so that you know your heart. Do you believe all these promises? If you do not believe in all these promises, you will keep on doing what you want to do. But if you believe in these kind of promises, your life has to be changed. From not knowing His will, to get to know His will better and better. From trying to attain God's goal, God's promises, by human effort, now you turn to God. Because He is God Almighty. He can help you. You just make a covenant with God and follow Him. Our Heavenly Father, we know that. Abraham's faith was tested is not because you don't know what is in his heart. Death and destruction lie open before you. How much more the heart of Abraham? You tested him so that you let him know what's wrong with his heart. You tested him so that we know what's wrong within our heart too. Because our heart is deceitful above all things. Who can understand our own heart? The reason you test our heart so that we know why we fail. And help us to turn around and follow you. Never to attain the goal that God set for us. Never try to receive the great reward from God by human effort. We attain by faith. We achieve it by faith. Because we receive the righteousness from God is by faith. Inheritance also by faith. Kingship is also by faith. And health, not usefully. Do not lean on our own understanding. Think that we don't understand. taken. It's God's will. It's not man's will, nor woman's will, nor his wife's will. Lord, help us to understand your word. Once we go through the testing, we find out what is in our heart. We find out that we fail you, and help us to turn around, so that we will receive a great reward from you. Hear my prayer, and help us not to be wise in our own eyes. The more we read the Bible, the more we know your will. Just like Paul saying in Ephesians chapter 5, help us not to be foolish anymore. And help us to be wise in your sight. Help us to follow the footsteps of the wise virgin. Prepare ourselves ahead of time before the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that in due time, we will receive praise from you. Honor, glory, and blessing from you. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody say,